Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Lori Mount, Portfolio Manager with RBC BlueBay's U.S. Fixed Income Team focusing on cash management strategies. On Friday, President Trump announced his intention to nominate Kevin Warsh as the next Federal Reserve Chair to succeed Jerome Powell when his term ends in May. Warsh previously served as a Federal Reserve Governor from 2006 to 2011. Although qualified, Senator Tom Tillis has stated he will continue to oppose the confirmation of any nominee until the Department of Justice completes its inquiry into Chair Powell, noting that protecting the independence of the Federal Reserve from political interference is non-negotiable. The Federal Reserve met for the first time in 2026, and as expected, rates remain unchanged, staying in the target range of 3.50 to 3.75%. At the first meeting of 2026, the FOMC welcomed in four new voting members: Cleveland Fed President Beth Hammack, Philadelphia Fed President Anna Paulson, Dallas Fed President Lori Logan, and Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari, replacing Collins, Goolsbee, Musalem, and Schmidt. The incoming presidents have a more hawkish view on rates. As appears to be the new norm, dissents emerged once again, with Governors Myron and Waller dissenting in favor of a 25 basis point cut. Fed officials also removed a reference to growing concerns about downside risks to the labor market. The Fed's post-meeting statement indicates that policymakers see the risk to employment and inflation as balanced, whereas they were more concerned about the labor market last year. During the press conference, Chair Powell declined to answer questions about the Department of Justice investigation into him or whether he'll remain as governor once his term as chair ends in May. He referred reporters to his earlier statement following repeated government subpoenas. When asked about the future path for the Fed funds rate, Powell gave his standard meeting-by-meeting answer, but hinted that the Fed is in no rush, stating they haven't made any decisions about future meetings, but the economy is growing at a solid pace, the unemployment rate is broadly stable, and inflation remains somewhat elevated. As we stated in December, cash continues to flow into the money market space, with balances hovering around the $8 trillion mark. Money market funds remain an attractive place for investors to park cash as they await clarity on the Fed's policy path this year. As we enter 2026, our cash strategies continue to focus on identifying opportunities in floating rate securities and shorter duration fixed rate instruments with maturities under 1 year, a position that we have consistently maintained since the Fed began cutting rates in 2024. With an expected more dovish Fed in the second half of 2026, we will be monitoring Federal Reserve communications closely for guidance on their expectations. We'll receive the January job number on Friday, which may provide insight into the labor market outlook. Thank you for joining us today and have a great week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.